Eric, I know this is just camp, but you look at a day like tomorrow in a scrimmage. Is there anything you want to go out there and do? Is it more looking at the younger guys? What's your mindset going into a day like
that? It's a chance to go out there and do unscripted football, you know, which is rare to get, you know, during camp, because you don't really get that until you play in a preseason game where you're out there, you know, the offense is trying to scheme up against you, you know, and it's playing football instead of, you know, them actually knowing the play and us knowing the play that they're running, and, you know, it's actually playing football. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Derek, which of the young guys or rookies have anyone stood out to you?
Yeah, you know, there's – I don't want to start naming names because I might leave somebody out, but you know, there's a lot of guys that are coming along. But, you know, it's camp. It's a grind. So it's not about – like Coach said earlier, Coach Vance said earlier, it's not about if you have talent or not. It's about if you can handle, you know, the mental side of this game, you know, especially in the league, because everybody's good. So can you come out here when you're tired and still compete? And that's what it's about.
Specifically, DeMarcus Walker, he's playing the hybrid D-end outside linebacker. What have you seen from him as a defensive end?
You know, I think – I don't want to say too much, but I think that he's, you know, doing well out there. You know, he's getting it – it's fits him a little bit better, I think.
Defensively, Akib was talking about how you guys are trying to master some of the new rituals and stuff like that. How do you feel like that's going? What do you like about it?
I like the way we're going right now. I think that everything we're doing, I think we're all starting to mold together really well, you know, as a team. You know, we care about each other. You know, so, some of the wrinkles, you know, the run game, we're shutting that down. You know, we're doing a good job of shutting that down. There was a radio station that said we weren't, but, you know, we could prove them wrong. No big deal. Y'all know who it was, but, you know, we'll prove you wrong. That's what we do.
What's it like going up against kind of McCoy's offense compared to Kubiak's offense in the
street? It's a lot different. It's a different offense. You know, he's a genius, so, you know, he does a good job of scheming up against every offense, every defense. So, you know, it's definitely different. You know, I can't really tell you the exact differences, because at the end of the day, as a defensive lineman, you can only get so many different blocks. You know, it's really for the DBs that it turns out to be a lot different for.
A lot of guys tell us they don't listen to the media. I feel like you're different in that regard.
You know why? Because I'm going to hold you guys accountable just like you hold me accountable. You guys are going to say something, it's going to be true, and you're going to hear it from us and not from some, you know, somebody else. So if you have a question about me or my teammates, you ask me or my teammates, and we'll answer it. Don't get it from somebody else and then just go get Twitter fingers and start tweeting it out.
How you feeling, man? This camp, you know, like health-wise and everything?
I feel great. You know, I put 20 pounds on. You know, heavier. I was like 285 last year. It was a little too light. You know, holding the point at 285 wasn't as easy as it should have been. So, put on a little bit of weight and get my speed back up and feeling good.
When you go through a change like that in the break, and now you're several days into camp, is this when you find out that you put the work in the right way that you wanted to? You know, now that you have some practices to say,
yeah,
all right, I did it the way I was hoping it would have turned out.
Yeah, after you get out there, and that's the thing. Like, once camp becomes a grind and you're tired and your legs are dead, you know, can I still carry that weight around? And I think I've been doing a good job at that, so, yeah.
How different is it defending the run out here when you're not even tackling and stuff versus defending in line stuff?
Well, it's a little harder because you can't – I'm not going to hit – like, CJ comes running through. I'm not going to hit him from the side and, you know, knock him over, and he trips over somebody and, you know. So it's a little bit different. It looks like they're, you know, breaking runs, but really it's just a side tackle where I'm not – you know, when you got to be smart out there in the field. You can't just hurt – you can't be hurting your own players.
What have you seen so far – this group there makes you think you guys would be better against the run?
What have I seen?
Yeah.
It's proof on the film. That's what I've seen. I've seen it on the film where everybody's fitting in the same gaps and holding the point. You know, Domital's doing a great job in the middle. Crick's holding it over there. He's put on some extra weight.
Right.
You know, so, and our linebackers are hitting it, and, you know, we're fitting really well.
Why is Vance Joseph effective as a motivator? What about him?
Because he's a player's coach. You know, he understands what we're going through. You know, he can relate to us. And not that Kubiak couldn't. It's not that Kubiak couldn't. You know, we won a Super Bowl with Kubiak. You know, Kubiak was a player as well. But when you have somebody who understands, like, how a defensive lineman thinks or how a DB thinks, you know, it's a little different.
Derek, when Bond talked to us earlier this week, talked about 30 sacks because it was mentioned in Oakland. Do you have any personal goals for yourself?
I think between me and Vaughn, there's no reason we can't have 30 to 40 sacks between the two of us. That's what I'd like to see. You know, that's reaching high, but that's, you know, if you don't reach high, then you've got nowhere to go.
Did you get a chance to talk to Coops today?
Yeah, got to see him. It was great to see him. He looks healthy, happy.
Happy to have him back?
Yeah, it's going to be nice to have him around.
How about the group you go against on that? This, you can call it kind of a new offensive line, a lot of new faces. When you go against them and you're kind of one-on-ones and stuff, what do you see from this, I guess, quote-unquote, newer offensive line?
I think our offensive line is doing a great job. They're nasty. You know, they're playing mean, playing tough. You know, they're way bigger. You know, Manalik Watson is a huge dude. You know, Ron Leary going against that. Me and him are going to make each other better because he's a great player. I like to think of myself as a pretty good player, so, you know, us going against each other every day is just going to make us better.
When you go against them, not just that, do you kind of talk to each other and say, hey, if you would have done this, it would have worked?
Yeah, that's what we do. Whenever, if I beat him in a one-on-one, he'll be like, oh, what'd you see? And I'll tell him. And if he shut me down, I'll be like, well, what did I do that, you know, that I shouldn't have? And we, you know, we coach each other up, make each other better.
Is there concern with Shaq out and Shane out that teams are going to, like in basketball, double-team Bond? And how do you guys avoid that to make it so they can't just isolate him?
You know, that's they're going to do that anyways. It really doesn't matter. That's just what they, you know, teams are going to slide their protection to where Vaughn and I are lining up at. So, you know, because me and Vaughn do such a good job of working together, and we've been doing it for 6 years together. So we kind of just, you know, it's just, I can't really explain it. You can feel where a guy's, you know, how he's going to rush. And I just know how he rushes. So I know where I can, how I can fill in because he's so fast off the ball. I just feed off of it, you know, so. You know, it's going to happen either way, so we just got to figure out ways to shut that down. And as far as, you know, the other side goes, you know, it's next man in. You know, if somebody gets hurt, you can't, you know, just pick, oh, well, I guess that's it. You know, somebody's got to step up, and that's a great opportunity for some of these young guys.
What do you think of the kid, DeMarcus, getting some run at outside linebacker?
Yeah, I think he's doing a good job. He does a good job of setting the edge. His pass rush is getting better. You know, he's just going to – he's one of those guys that wants to be great, so he's going to keep trying his hardest to be the best player he can be.